Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
All right, KX93.5 is joined on the phone now by illusionist Jeff Hobson, who's at the show The Illusionists Live from Broadway all this week at Sagerstrom Center for the Arts, and we're going to talk all about that super group of magicians show now. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Well, good morning. You know, actually, it's almost illegal for an entertainer to be awake this early in the morning. However, for you, I make an exception.
Yeah, you sound particularly awake. I'm astonished. Thank you.
Well, I've had 14 cups of coffee, so I might have to excuse myself for a brief time, but other than that, it's fine.
Yeah, you have a show tonight, so you're going to pull a long day today, and for that, we're very appreciative. The Illusionist Live from Broadway, it's an award-winning show that had a residency on Broadway. You're doing 45-city tour, and we're lucky enough to have you in Orange County for just a few nights until the 7th of this month, and you can get tickets at scfta.org. So I guess I'll let you describe what it is, Jeff, if you don't mind.
Well, this is a magic show for people who really don't know if they like magic shows or not. It's one of those things where, you know, in America, unfortunately, magic can be seen sometimes as being a thing that's only seen at birthday parties for the children. Well, it is an art form in many other parts of the world, and this show it's the biggest selling touring magic show in history. And you have seven magicians, all with their own specialties, different types of magic, all on stage at once, with a state-of-the-art special effects and large screen viewing LCD screen, so that you can see everything, all the minute magic close up. And it's like the Avengers of magic. That's what we've been told. So it's great. I mean, people just love the show because no matter what, it's almost like they say about the Midwest weather. If you don't like what you see, don't worry. A few minutes, it changes.
Yeah.
You have dramatic magic. You have dangerous magic. You have a bit of shocking magic. You have lots of comedy magic, audience participation, fun. So your mouth drops and you laugh sometimes at the same time. I'm the trickster. We have different characters in the show. I perform comedy and magic, so whatever the people don't laugh at, that's the magic. So that's the way I explain my part of it. And we have just, I'm so proud as a professional to be working with my peers. It's actually the coolest thing on earth. I watch all the professionals. You know it's a good show when the professional magicians watch other magicians from the sidelines, you know, from the tabs, they're off stage and watch the show. It's great.
And maybe you have an opinion on why this isn't done more often. I mean, I've never heard of a super group, an Avengers group of magicians, as you put it before. Are magicians just so self-centered, for lack of a better term, that they want to do their own gig? You know, why hasn't this ever happened?
Well, here's the thing: is that the first thing that a mother and a father don't want to hear when they grow up is, "Daddy, Mommy, I want to be a magician when I grow up." I mean, it's like, that's the life. What? You want to be a what? And those of us, the special people that do, there's only a few of us, a handful of us in the world, that are able to do it professionally. And it's not like, it's a variety art. It's something that not too many people do. So it's a rare thing to be good at an art like magic. So that's why there's just not tons of us around. So
yeah,
the best ones are in the show.
And some
if
of them,
if I do say so myself,
some of them come from places like, you did a show on Vegas for something like 15 years, but some other of the magicians come from America's Got Talent and other places. Are there other spots where people may recognize some of the magicians in the show?
Well, here's the thing with magic, it's quite a art form that can be in places that you generally sometimes you don't expect. I mean, we have an escape artist from Italy, for instance, in our show. Other versions of our show have had daredevils from, England, Belgium. We have people from South America, from Mexico, from all over the world. So, it's quite a diverse show with people coming from all types of modalities of entertainment in places that you might not expect them to be.
Yeah, and some of those titles are the deceptionist, the manipulator, the anti-conjurer, yourself, the trickster, the escapologist, the inventor, and the weapon master. Tell me about the weapon master. What does he do?
Well, let's put it this way. When the weapon master is on stage, we take special precautions and put up barriers backstage. Now, this is not a joke, and we're not backstage at the time that he does this because people can get hurt. So the weapons master does think that's really dangerous and daring. Shoots a crossbow over his own head. Oh. It's weird. It's sort of like a it's one of those domino Rube Goldberg type of puzzle effects where an arrow will trigger another arrow and will trigger another arrow, and basically it all comes back to him and he shoots an apple off of his own head.
Oh, man.
Within about an inch from his own skull, and this arrow's going a couple hundred miles an hour. So it's something that you from the backstage, you don't want to be back there. Let's just say it this way. The safe place is in the audience.
And that's the one where the audience probably gasps, right?
Yeah, and they applaud wildly when he does it. And that's real. Another one that people are on the edge of their seat is the escapologist, Andrew Basser from Italy. He cheats death every night, and it's not a joke. He's on stage, and he's holding his breath, and if he doesn't escape while being upside down, chained, locked in a tank of water, handcuffed with only a bobby pin to get him out, it's one of the most dramatic pieces of theater that you can find. And it's amazing to watch. And everyone is trying to hold the breath with him. And it just doesn't work because he's there for almost 3.5, sometimes 4 minutes.
Wow. And that, I mean, that's not an illusion, right? I mean, he really is getting out of that. Yeah.
Yeah. We've actually had some people say, oh, well, he's got some sort of breathing device. No, he doesn't. No. And neither does the weapons master. And when I eat fire on stage, I don't have anything special. And some people actually say, is that real fire? I'm like, well, yeah, it's real fire. It's everything is real. But a lot of people think it's an illusion because hence our title, The Illusionist. But things are very real on stage. People, and during the show, it sounds very ominous, our show, but we have so many laughs in our show, and people end up just wiping the tears from their eyes from the laughter. So you get all the best parts of theater, comedy and drama in this show.
Yeah, we should mention then that it is all ages. It is a family show. Sagerstrom is always
a
great
show.
About that. Yeah,
sure. Yeah, because some people just think, oh well, people, you can't have small. Well, you can. I mean, obviously, there are edgy parts of the show, but no more edgy than if you watch prime time at 8 o'clock. On what's happening. So if you can watch The Walking Dead, you can watch this show.
So are there moments, or maybe in the finale, or some big climactic moment where all magicians or a group of you do something at the same time on the stage?
Yes, matter of fact, I don't want to give it away, but there are a couple of ensemble pieces where we all gather.
Cool.
At the beginning of the show, at the end of the show. Yes, and so there are those parts in the show, sure.
I can just picture the sensory overload of that. I mean, that's something you never see. Usually a magic show is one guy, maybe he's got assistants, but to have several of the best magicians on stage at the same time is really cool and something unique that we should take advantage of here in town.
And as I said, there's lots of also audience participation. So we have people that, become our cast in a way, and they come on stage and they participate in the magic because those people in the audience saying, oh, well, this isn't real, this can't be. Well, these people are represent the committee of the audience. They're invited on stage to say, look at this close up, touch this, feel this, look, sign your name upon this so that when you see it again, that sort of a thing. And during our show, we will get up to a dozen people throughout the show on stage. So chances are, if you sit near the aisle or the front, you may be picked. Fair warning.
And I read that oftentimes you'll take somebody's watch or wallet without them realizing it until later.
Well, that's not part of the show. I'm just a thief. So, no, yes. I've stolen approximately 76,000 watches in my career, and that's a true number. I've figured that out because I've been on stage about 22,000 performances, and over that time I've taken an average of 3 watches during a show. And so if you've given that, sometimes I've taken up to 8 or 10, sometimes only 1 or 2, but the average is now 3 in my career. And so I figured, okay. Let's keep it about 76,000 watches. So, and I always give everything back, by the way.
You could have just made a career in that, you realize, if you didn't give them back.
Oh, of course. Yeah. You should see some of the watches I've had that I look at and go, oh my gosh, look what I got. And occasionally I take a wallet, but generally I just make sure that everyone's got their driver's license up to date, and then I give it back.
Well, Jeff Hobson, the trickster, leading the show tonight, The Illusionists Live from Broadway, a very successful show, a super group of magicians that starts tonight at Sagerstrom Center for the Arts. That's scfta.org. Tickets start at $25. It runs through the 7th of this month, so this weekend, runs through Sunday. You can catch it, and you should. It sounds so unique and cool, and we appreciate you taking some time to explain it to us this morning.
No problem. Please come. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for this area, you know, of California and of the United States, and you'll want to see it. You won't be sorry.
All right, Jeff. Thank you very much, man. Have good shows this week.
Happy magic. Bye-bye.
See ya.